go. Week 2, episode 2. Guy, welcome back.
Back at it again, Guy. How we doing?
Great. How excited are you that the Steelers are going to the Super Bowl?
I mean, unlikely, but I'd be
top of the AFC North. 2-0.
Deep depression.
Justin Fields gets a Super Bowl. Russell Wilson gets a Super Bowl.
I mean, Dan Gross already has a Super Bowl. He doesn't need another.
But in Steelers colors. Mike Tomlin is feeling dangerous.
The only one that needs the Super Bowl is Jay Fields.
Jay Fields. Najee Harris needs a Super Bowl for sure.
Yeah.
For
Cam
sure.
Hayward needs a Super Bowl.
George Pickens needs a Super Bowl. I think Chase Claypool would probably get an honorary ring if they won. Or maybe they would just bring him back. I don't know.
Wild rambling to start this. Is he on a team? I just thought about that.
Isn't he on the Bills?
Is he on the practice squad? I have not seen him.
I thought he was on the Bills this offseason.
Like on the active roster.
God, I don't know. Let me look this up now. You're asking tough questions to start this podcast. Jeez.
You brought him
Louise.
Up.
Yeah, I did, because it's funny. But now he's a free agent.
Yeah, I mean, not surprising.
Really? He's in a Bills jersey in his picture. I don't know. Whatever.
Probably got cut.
Yeah, probably. He probably wanted too much money, if I had to guess. Okay. Boys, welcome in. Episode 2. For anybody that still listens to the podcast, shout out Alex, because he does not.
He said he's going to start listening. He said he's going to listen to episode 1 today. Do you think he actually did it?
No, probably not.
No. Mm-mm.
He sits in too many meetings all day. He doesn't have the time. So, but for all you other degens out there that actually listen to podcasts while they work, we love you. We appreciate you. Unless your name is Jared Miller or Eric Egan.
No, we appreciate everybody.
We hate you. Okay, we appreciate you. We appreciate you. We just don't love you. How about that?
Yeah, fair statement.
You are the enemy of the podcast. For what reason? I don't know anymore, but it's just turned out that way. So.
Well, Eric's just a hater on everything we say. That's why he's in.
I guess that's
one.
True. Yeah, and we hate Jared because I don't know. He's Jared.
Because he's Jared, he's corrupt.
Yeah, corrupt. Corrupt, reigning champion, even though he didn't deserve it, and sends really, really, really terrible trade offers.
We don't like him anymore because he gave up MILFs.
Yeah,
that was the one redeeming quality Jared had.
It's gone.
It's gone forever.
Oh, God, so sad. So sad, Jared. Okay, welcome in. It's been a great week, honestly. I feel like we just recorded the first episode. This week has flown by. It's flown by. I feel like we were just in Ocean City, too, and that is also flown by. But we're back to reality, back to recording sad over the computer podcasts. I mean, last week was, too, but just back again. And, Kyle, open the floor for any ramblings you got this week. What do you want to talk about? I mean, there's a lot of things we can talk about, but where do you want to start?
You know, we didn't talk college football last week, so we're going to start with that.
Yeah, let's get that out of the way.
The Wisconsin Badgers took a big, fat ass-kicking at home.
Bama.
Alabama.
Yeah.
Expected. Classic Luke Fickell said in the post-game, he said, if you've never seen an ass-whooping, that's what it looks like.
That's great.
Just wasn't. Yeah, not the Wisconsin team to compete with Alabama this year. They're really bad. Like, I was talking to Eric on Sunday about it. He's like, kind of, you're not over Luke Fickell, but he's getting to the point.
It's been a year and a half.
I'm just relaying the message, guy.
Good Lord. Okay. Interesting.
Eric wants results.
I mean, UC will take him back because UC is.
Yeah, they're not that good. They did beat Miami and they planted a flag.
Yeah, that was so. I did see that. That was really, really embarrassing.
It's kind of embarrassing. There wasn't a ton of good games this week.
Ohio State didn't play. Yeah.
No. There was I don't understand. A bye week after on week 3. But yeah. Arch Manning looked good against a really crappy team. I don't even know who they played.
UTSA.
So, yeah. I think he's going to start maybe a couple weeks. Quinn Ewers is hurt. That dude always gets hurt, seems like. Quinn Ewers.
Does he?
Yeah. It's like the third year in a row he's missed. He's going to have missed potentially multiple weeks with an injury. But Arch Manning looked pretty good, so I don't think they play anyone.
LSU barely beat South Carolina.
Yeah.
Brian Kelly sells a job.
South Carolina kind of got screwed. Not going to lie. South Carolina deserved to win that game.
What, just refs sure. or what?
Yeah, there was a couple. Two pick sixes got called back. The last one was they called an unnecessary roughness because the quarterback got blocked, got absolutely pounded.
Interesting.
But he was trying to make a tackle, so I don't understand why that's unnecessary roughness.
Random.
Yeah, that would have put him up 11. I don't think LSU would have come back if that counted. Backyard Brawl. Who ended up winning that game? I actually don't know. Did Pitt win?
Pitt won. Pitt won. Mizzou beat Boston College by 6.
That was probably the best game of the week. Michigan won against Arkansas State, but God, they look bad.
Georgia, Kentucky.
Yeah, I didn't watch that game, but
I actually did.
Pretty ugly. One touchdown in the game.
I actually watched the second half of that game.
Yeah.
And it was really, really gross. And of course Georgia just pulled it out. Kind of like the Chiefs did.
I think every year Georgia and Kentucky is always close for God knows what reason. I don't know why Georgia plays Kentucky close every year, but they do. Yeah, but going back to Michigan, they're switching quarterbacks up. Davis Warren, I think his name is, who did not throw an incompletion guy, but he threw three picks. His three incompletions were picks.
Yikes.
So he's getting the big old bench for Alex Orji, and that guy's not very good either.
Alex
so,
Orji? His last name is Orji?
Yeah, it is.
Dude, I want to know what his college life is like. Good Lord.
It's probably pretty good.
He's a quarterback for Michigan.
Yeah.
And his last name is Orji.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that plays. I feel like that plays.
He lives in a co-ed dorm, too.
Yeah, I feel like that plays. That'll do.
He has a hot tub in his
of course he does. Did you just say that, or is that actually true?
I mean, I just said it, but it's probably true.
Probably true. Something like that.
Yeah, he can't throw. He's basically a running back. He's going to be a wildcat quarterback for them. Yeah, Michigan's got a quarterback problem, and they play USC this week, so I'm interested to see how that goes.
Ooh.
Interested to see. Very That's probably game of the week. It's my game of the week.
All right. Cool. Is that enough? Any other? Did Michigan State play this week?
You know, I don't think so. I think they were on bye too.
Interesting.
If they did play, they probably won. But they do get Ohio State next week.
Ooh. Sounds like a little side bet needs to be made here.
Yeah, if Jared wants to put some money on that game. Another
just to cover
24 pack.
Just the spread. Yeah. Not the money line. Not the money line.
Yeah, I'd definitely do that.
All right, any other college football you want to talk about?
Nope. I think that's it for college football.
All right.
Pretty light week.
Anything else going on? Xavier just got a new commit today. Sharpshooter.
Yeah, we'll see him in about 3 years.
Yep.
Yeah, that's quickly approaching Xavier basketball. I think fall practice starts here in maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
First preseason game will probably, what is it, 1st of November, something like that.
Yeah,
that's still a little bit. That's still a little bit away. It's still over a month. We got time.
Yeah, we do.
I'm not ready. I'm still transitioning out of summer. It's still summer to me. So, also, this is a great. This is a great topic. Early in the podcast, people are maybe still listening. Please respond in the group chat when you're listening to this. Maybe I'll put a poll up. I don't know. Is soup? Oh, okay. Two questions. Is soup a meal?
Yes.
By itself. I'm not asking you. I know where you stand.
Okay.
Is soup a meal? Okay. And then the next question is, when is it acceptable to start eating soup? because inherently we're just, unless you believe that soup is like an all-year food, then you're kind of crazy. But soup inherently, you know, cold weather food. So let us know, either like give us like a date or like after a holiday, or give us like a temperature-wise season when you think it's okay to eat soup. Just curious, just real, real curious for some internal debate about what the league thinks.
Yeah. All right. I mean, you gotta give me like a minute to explain here.
No, I don't think you need to. I don't think you need to.
About 30 seconds.
All right. Okay. I mean, I was just going to leave it at no explanation. We can just take the data unbiased.
Okay.
But I don't want you to taint the information.
Soups can be eaten when football starts there.
Okay. But do you mean preseason? Do you mean college, NFL, spring?
No, NFL. We're not doing XFL. Or like spring college football. No.
Okay.
Now I'll say when the first NFL game starts, regular season, soup season starts.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right, you heard Zach's stance. Everybody let us know if you want. And it is, or if you don't eat soup.
It can be a side or a meal.
Yeah, but that wasn't the question I was asking. It's definitely a side. But is it? Do you consider it a full meal?
Yes.
If you're just thinking about soup. I'm not asking you. God. Okay. That's my rambling for today. There's nothing else I really... I don't think there's anything else I feel like talking about.
No.
Nothing I really jotted down. Oh, you know, actually, you know, okay, there are two things when we're going to move into NFL now with these things. One, we forgot to do the Around the League update last week, talking about everyone's favorite teams, if they won or lost.
We did.
That actually just came to me right now. And then the second thing is we forgot to talk about Russ Wilson last week being inactive, but dressing in full pads and eye black on the sideline.
Yeah, but Steelers fans will adamantly tell you that he was the emergency quarterback.
He was. But he was.
I don't understand. They said he was inactive.
Yeah, but you know the new rule this year where you can designate an emergency quarterback to have where they don't have to take up the roster spot?
Oh.
Yeah, which I'm pretty sure that's how it works. Okay. But there is a new emergency quarterback designation this year, and I'm pretty sure they don't have to be, like, quote, active. And take up a spot so you don't have to carry three quarterbacks on an active Sunday. So, but still, regardless, that's the one man that you think would just cosplay as a quarterback, even if he was like broken leg. He would still do it.
Still do it. This is the best part was he had eye black on. Like, what? Yeah.
He looked like you. He looked like you. Full pads at the draft.
Yeah, he kind of did. They were in a dome and he had eye black on, guy.
That's just his thing. Mr. Unlimited. Unlimited. You got to be unlimited.
Yeah, is he going to start? Because
no, Mike Tomlin today said that Justin Fields is.
Yeah, Justin Fields is.
Until they lose or until Justin Fields does something really stupid.
I don't think he's going to do something so stupid.
He could. He could have like a 4-turnover game.
Mm.
No, they'll give it back to Russ at some point. Maybe like after the bye week or something, whatever that is.
What if they just keep winning?
Then they'll stick to Fields, yeah.
Danger Russ isn't going to
They're not that. Going undefeated though, guy. Come on.
I know that.
Because you said they're not going to the Super Bowl. So.
Yeah, I mean they played to Denver was pretty cupcakey, but Atlanta is at least decent, I guess. They beat the Eagles last night.
Yeah, they did. They did indeed. So okay, let's do the NFL recap then before we get into our next segment. So let's see. Bears played the Texans on Sunday night. That was a crazy game. That was like a sloppy game.
Very, very sloppy.
Chaotic game that the Texans ended up winning. But like not by that much. Not as much as you would have thought, considering if you watched the game and you watched Caleb Williams play.
Yeah. And yeah, they had a chance to win it at the end.
Yeah. So
or tie. They had a chance to tie.
Steelers won. We already talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
Who the Packers won? Packers. They beat the Colts. That also was a just
stinky game.
Yeah, really stinky game. Who the frick else do we have?
I think it's just Bengals now. Right? Is it?
I feel like we're forgetting. Missing one team. I forget. The Lions. The Lions.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The Lions lost
to the Bucks,
right? At home to the Bucks. Yeah. That was actually a fun game. I'm not gonna lie. At least watching it on Red Zone, it was pretty fun. There was a lot of stuff happening. And then the Bengals, which was a depressing game and also lost because
trash, trash game.
Chiefs always get away with everything. So
they do.
So yeah, they do, okay. Let's get into the mailbag before we get into the AB segment of the week. So let's start with Eric's, because everybody saw Eric's text in the league group chat. He wanted to see. Oh yeah, also, we are sponsored by CTESPN. Thank you for listening to the CTESPN network. Okay, Eric wants the CTESPN stats and info department to look up whether there was a more brutal loss ever in our league history than the one that Eric personally suffered last night.
Which no one feels bad about. Sorry, no. Eric.
Yeah. And I will have you know, Eric, that our stats and research team did a thorough deep dive that took hours out of their workday, me, to figure out if this is true or not. And it is not true. There have been worse losses than yours last night. So congratulations. And we will go through them. Although I will say I do not have the detailed information on previous games about if it was a last play of the game. Well, actually, it wasn't even the last play of the game. One of the last drives of the game, touchdown, that sealed it for Jared to beat you. I don't have that information handy to me, but I do have the difference in points scored in some other matchups in our league that have existed. So we can go through them. The one that you suffered last night, or this past week, week two, was a difference of, what, 0.36 points. And I'll run you through some of our other ones. And actually, it's quite uncanny. You have been on both the winning and losing side of quite a few of the sub-1-point wins and losses in the history of our league. Like, I looked up, there were at least 7 1-point or less than 1-point losses that we've had in our league history, and you were in at least 3 of them.
That seems like a high number, honestly. 7 games. I mean, this league's a lot.
There have been some.
I mean, yeah,
close matchups. I mean, there's a lot of games to go back to. You know,
that's true.
We've been playing for what, 7 years?
Yeah.
And you know, you play 14 games, 14 regular season games, a season. Yeah. So yeah. So we'll start off just really recently. Last night, I beat Pappas, and I beat him by a score of, oh, what is this? I can't do math. I can't do quick maths. 0.76. So that came down to also the last drive, because Kyle Pitts was going for Pappas last night, and he just had to get like 4 points, 4.3 points, and he only ended up with 3.5. One of them being a catch on the last drive of the game, and then I thought for sure he would get another catch in the red zone or the touchdown, which did not happen. So I was hashtag blessed. And then last year, Eric, you and Zach played twice very close games. Once in week 3 of the season, and Zach beat you by 0.62, which is pretty embarrassing considering Zach won 3 games all year.
Yeah, but my team was good, or not good, but I started 2-1.
True, and that was your second win, week 3.
Yeah.
And then Alex also had a loss, which I'm not going to include in this less than 1 point because it was not less than 1 point, but he had a loss 2 years ago when he came in last place in the league that he would have won his matchup if George Pickens hadn't heartbreakingly dropped a wide-open walk-in touchdown on the last play of the game.
And then
he wouldn't have lost the league. Right? Yeah, he wouldn't have come in last. So
who would have come in last? Would Eric have come in last?
No, I think it would have been Matt.
No,
I can't remember.
Ago.
Maybe not.
I think either Matt or Eric or Donald that year.
Maybe.
I know Eric for a fact was bad 2 years ago.
So if you want to talk about just from an emotional standpoint, if that's what you're talking about rather than actual points, I would venture to say Alex's is worse because he lost the entire league because of that. So again, don't feel too bad on yourself. And then Eric, like I mentioned last year, you played Zach again, but this time in week 12, and you ended up beating him by 0.76 points.
I also would have not come in last if I would have pulled that game out.
Correct. In 2020, Alex beat Eric by 0.24 in week 11. Alex beat Jimmy in 2020, week 13, by 0.36.
That's crazy luck there. Two, not consecutive weeks, but.
No, within a three-week span, yeah, Alex had less than 1 point win.
Less than half a point win.
Yeah.
Twice.
Yep.
That is some true, that is some Rutherford luck there. I mean,
truly is.
And
truly,
he's been
truly
absolutely trashed in the Senate. It's karma.
Yeah. And then there were four other less than 1 point victories / losses for people. They were more in the 0.7 and up range. So, yeah, it's pretty common, to be quite honest.
Yeah, I mean, it seems especially like there's been a few every year.
With just how competitive our league is.
Yeah.
It's always possible. So there you go. CTESPN Stats and Research Department has provided that information for you to make you feel better or worse. And I think we've probably made you angry. So there we go.
But again, we don't feel sorry for Eric losing.
We don't. I was actually quite ecstatic because I was watching it live. Zach, you were in bed because you gave up on your team.
I was tired, trying to sleep.
I was awake, as was a lot of the league. And Kyle Pitts caught a pass, caught like a 15-yard pass on that drive when they went down and scored, and I was shitting my pants. And so that last play in the red zone, Drake London caught the touchdown, and I was screaming my head off because it was not Kyle Pitts. But then I realized that before you texted, I realized that Jared, I was like, holy shit, I got to go check the score of Jared and Eric. And I saw that score, and oh my God, it was just amazing, to be quite honest. And then I realized that there was still time left on the clock for the Eagles to go down and do something. And then I realized that, oh shit, Blaze could still beat Alex because he had Saquon. And all he would need is like a long Saquon run or a long Saquon catch for like a touchdown.
Yeah.
Which, you know, possible.
That was less likely.
Less likely, but still possible. Yeah.
He would have had to get 11 points. He would have had to have a really long touchdown.
Zach, you two were also still alive if Devonta Smith had just caught a pass or Dallas Goedert had caught a long pass, because you only lost by less than 7 points.
Six, so I lost by six, yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, shit. So, yeah, really exciting end of the game last night, got to say.
Yeah, if only Josh Jacobs wouldn't freaking fumble on the three-yard line.
Yeah, you would have won.
Yeah, it's
all right, so then we got another mailbag from Jared. Classic. Got three questions from Jared. We'll start with first one, very similar to the question Eric asked, but in a much different frame. He says, one of the biggest rushes I've had in a while. Question to you guys, and then he texted me this like last night, like after the game was over. His question is, do we have any memorable rushes like that? Any big time wins? Any last second plays that put us over the top? And I mean, last night was pretty great for me. I didn't have anybody playing, but I got the win because Kyle Pitts scored sub 4.3.
I mean, to be honest, no, because good things don't happen to me.
Kyle, you've won the league.
Yeah, well, I haven't had any.
Nothing you can remember.
Yeah, no close calls like where I won on the last drive of the game like that.
All right, so I'm hearing Zach's life is all pain and doom and misery.
It's 95% pain, 5% good.
Okay. Well, at least your whole team isn't hurt. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
You and Eric.
There's a lot of injuries.
Yeah, we'll get it. We'll get into that. Yeah. Okay, second question from Jared. Status check on the Bengals.
I mean, I feel a little bit better that they went to Arrowhead and should have won, played a lot. I mean, not a lot better, but they played better than the Chiefs. Like, absolutely should have won that game. But Patrick Mahomes, Patrick, I mean, he just gets bailout calls. Not to say that that last play was a bailout, because it probably was PI, but there were, I mean, not that –
There was also a hold on that same play, though.
Yeah, there's also a hold that they missed where our guys are just getting bear hugged. Like, also that stat where Patrick Mahomes has I forget the exact number, but how many like 22 interceptions
called back? Yeah, and
just an absurd.
Tom Brady had 16 in his entire career.
Yeah, just an absurd number. I mean, that penalty that Travis that called back the interception that he had. On Travis Kelce was just ridiculous. I mean, really ridiculous. But, I mean, I guess you get those calls when you have fucking Taylor Swift on your side.
Don't think that has anything to do with it.
Obviously does.
So give us a status check.
10-year-old daughter's a big Swift fan.
Give us a status check. Nope, okay. Well, Zach just dropped the call. Give us 1 second, folks.
Chrome just like closed out.
That's just crazy.
It just closed. I don't know. Yeah.
God, classic internet problems for the Roberts. So. Yeah, I paused the recording, but we're back now.
Okay.
So, status check on the Bengals. That's what I was looking for from you.
I mean, yeah, it's 0-2. They do have. I saw something where they do have the second easiest schedule remaining.
Yeah.
I mean, we play some bad teams.
Yeah, my status check, I'm actually feeling a hell of a lot better than week one.
Right. Like, which is also makes it just that more annoying that we lost to the Patriots at home.
Yeah. It's just the coaching staff. We talked about this, but there's the graphics that everyone's been pulling up for the Bengals is that like they're 1-10 in the first 2 weeks of the season.
Right.
Since
Zach Taylor's been unacceptable. Coach, like, so. I don't understand how they do this every year. You'd figure that'd be like, guys, we need to,
something. Let's play with some intensity here, folks.
Yeah.
Let's win a game.
I don't know if it just takes a while for Burrow to get comfortable in the offense, but he looked better. I mean, I don't know. It's still a lot of dump offs. Like,
yeah, I mean, the play calling is still hot garbage.
Yeah.
And that hasn't
changed.
They
were attacking down the field a lot more this game than they were in the Patriots game. I mean, the Pats game, I mean, God.
We need T-back to do that, to be quite honest.
Yeah, but Jamar Chase, my God, are they just double covering him? I mean, maybe.
I don't know. I haven't watched the All-22, so I can't answer that. But feeling good, feeling a lot better.
Yeah, and
we get the Panthers.
I will be attending next week's game.
We don't get the Panthers. We get the Commanders on Monday.
Commanders, I will be there.
Guy, that if we do not win that game by like 17 at least, then there will be problems.
It's not like Washington's that bad. Aren't they 2-0?
No, they're 1-1.
Okay, they're 1-1.
But they are top of their division.
Okay.
Because the Eagles,
I guess,
lost
tied with
night.
Dallas.
Yeah, and the Eagles.
Oh.
As well, everybody's 1-1 in that division except the
Giants.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Okay, and then last question here from Jared, which actually has to do with fantasy a little bit, is current running back spot or current running back. Can we give some examples or offer some advice for waiver pickups on running backs that are currently not on a roster? They're on waivers right now. That we think could step in and get some points. So he says, for example, like what we think about the Chiefs backfield right now and who could be picked up.
I mean, maybe.
Maybe what? Maybe we can give some.
I mean,
maybe we can give some insight here.
Yeah, I mean, there's really no great options.
Well, Kareem Hunt just signed with the Chiefs today.
Yeah,
so,
but
we don't. Samaje Perine is there and Carson Steele is there. So
hey, Dalton really came back and got 14 carries, so Maybe for the Browns.
Yeah, well, I thought we were still in the Chiefs, though.
Yeah. I think Piron's going to be the he's going to get the pass get, like
third yeah, I down think it's going to be a trifecta of work. Yeah. And I feel like Xavier Worthy is going to run a lot more now too.
Maybe.
For some sweeps, so yeah, I wouldn't touch anybody, to be quite honest, but take your shot. Yeah. Take your shot if you want. But yeah, Pierce down here. God. Deonta Foreman, yeah, got a pretty big role after getting zero carries against Dallas week one.
Was he hurt? Was he?
I don't think so. I think so.
That can't be right that he got actually no action in the next game, 14. Unless Jerome Ford got hurt, not like hurt.
I don't know. Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, not great. Justice Hill, maybe.
He Deonta catches. Foreman played one snap in week one. He played 27 snaps this past week.
That's very weird.
Only five fewer than Jerome Ford. And he had the most backfield touches.
What about Cordero Patterson guy?
Cordero, would not pick him up. Okay. I think the Chicago backfield is interesting. Khalil Herbert could be a look because DeAndre Swift is just so bad.
Good, yeah.
So bad. Sorry, Donald, but so bad.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Khalil Herbert, I feel like, could be a look.
The thing is, I don't think teams are going to – I mean, they're just going to stack the box because they're not going to be afraid of Caleb Williams beating them,
yeah,
throwing the ball.
We got Justice Hill still out there for anybody that wants him.
He gets catches.
We got Ray Davis in Buffalo, who does a pretty good job platooning James Cook. But I mean, we're really just grasping at straws, yeah, to be really quite honest.
To answer Jared's question, no, there's not.
There's not a whole lot of great players out there. So, yeah, not much. I would have said, I mean, like, even the handcuffs that you can get out here, they're not really that many left.
Yeah.
Because Matt needs to be investigated for collusion here or insider trading. Because this man picked up Braylon Allen for absolutely no reason. And then he proceeded to score two touchdowns last week. So, otherwise I would have said, you know, Braylon Allen. Because he's looked pretty decent. He looked decent week one. And then he looked really explosive week two. Yeah. All right, let's get into the AB segment of the week. Presented by CTESPN. And okay, so this week we don't have any poems, we don't have any things to decipher.
Yeah, it was strictly memes this week.
Yes, we're AB memeing this week, and it's going to be a few because my God, he's been on a tear. He has been on a tear since Thursday. Actually, since Wednesday, since Shannon Sharp left his Instagram live on, fucking some woman for the world to hear.
The grunting that went on in that video.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Unreal.
Crazy.
Shannosaurus.
Yeah,
and like, it's so perfect because AB's been going after Shannon Sharp for easily 6 months now, saying he looks like Rex from Toy Story.
just
and then for this to happen, just, I mean, this is like an AB wet dream.
So good.
Literally.
So freaking good.
So good.
Oh, man, it's amazing. I mean,
there were multiple. There were multiple about Shannon Sharp that we could have used.
Oh, for sure. We got the one sent to us from Dolan, actually, alerted me to this. I hadn't seen it yet, but you know that meme with basically like these big boards of like, they're not dominoes, but like set up in like a domino style with a small, little tiny board going up to like really big, the top boards. And it's some guy knocking the first small one down, and it's Shannon Sharp comes as the small one all the way up to the top. Tua retires from the NFL.
Damn.
Oh, God.
Yeah, wonder what could be in the middle. What are the middle dominoes get?
Oh, probably Deshaun Watson somewhere in there. Another Deshaun Watson case coming out
suit.
Yep. For sure. That Ugh, man, I don't know.
Danger Russ suiting up,
Danger
maybe.
Rush suiting up, yeah. Another Will Levis meme, probably, of him just fumbling the ball, diving backwards this past week. The Harrison Butker
Yeah, I think
meme.
that's my favorite meme of the week was AB tweeting. Let me go find this real quick.
It's a picture.
He tweets a lot of Harrison Butker, but it was just a picture of a bunch of dirty dishes in the sink, and he said Harrison Butker's surprise for his wife after his game-winning field goal.
Oh, God. Oh, also, Jerome Ford saying that Jameis Winston calls a play in the huddle like he has a surprise to tell. That was
That's
probably
the
my
least.
favorite
That's
tweet of the
so
week.
funny. It's the least surprise. And Michael Thomas retweeted it, so you just know it's true.
Yeah, I heard another former Saints player being like, dude, this is so true. Jameis would have like the biggest like smile in his eyes, twinkle in his eyes whenever he was calling a play. Like it was
Okay.
Christmas morning. Oh,
Here's
God.
another. This was from like 2 weeks, or it was from last week. But another Harrison Butker tweet from AB. Said Harrison Butker's wife probably wants to clap after Kamala speaks, but knows she will be sent to the kitchen to make cookies.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
Oh man.
And then we got the classic welcome to CT ESPN, Tua
Yep, Tua.
Tagovailoa meme.
Yes. New
Great,
signing.
great graphic. Great graphic.
Hopefully we can get him on the pod soon, okay?
Yeah,
But
yeah.
it'll take a couple weeks before he can't, currently can't speak.
Think he can speak. I think he can speak.
Also, the memes of AB saying Tua's gonna be out there playing like radio. If you know the movie, you know.
Yeah, my God.
Not gonna expand any further, but
This guy
if you
just
know,
gives zero fucks about
literally
anything.
none. No, that's why we love him.
Yeah. Oh, God. Okay, yeah. So that's our AB segment of the week. Just a bunch of memes. I highly encourage you all. It's too many memes for us to post, so
Too many.
go out to AB's Twitter account at AB84 and just take a scroll. Just take a scroll through his media or his timeline and yeah, you won't you
Today
can't miss
it's
it.
been strictly Diddy. If you didn't know, Diddy got a.
Refused bail.
Yep, and a lot of soap memes for Diddy this week or
Yeah.
for today.
He's gonna be spending his nights in jail.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's get in. Let's get in. So while we're here, fantasy week two, and before we review the matchups, let's talk about the waivers that ran last week after we recorded, because we were talking about the Isaiah Likely sweepstakes, and by
Yep.
golly, did we get the Isaiah Likely sweepstakes. 301 biggins to Mr. Blaze Radosevich for Isaiah Likely, who subsequently provided two catches on three targets for 26 yards, resulting in
Yeah.
3.6 fantasy points for Blaze's
That's
starting
why
lineup this
I
week.
didn't want him. That's why I didn't bid on him, because I was like, he's not gonna be a consistent performer. And Blaze to spend 301 on him. Damn.
And
Damn,
yet,
damn, damn.
remains the tight end one,
That's how
which
bad the
is
tight ends have been this year.
hilarious. Hilarious. Yeah, absolutely hilarious. And then I don't really think we need to go into anything other than the waivers. I'm the
No.
o I bid 115 on Likely and didn't get him, and that was the next highest. And then, you know, there were just a couple sparse bids out there. So people dropping, so although I will say Jared dropping $100 on Tyler Lockett and Dolan dropping $100 on DeMarcus Robinson,
Which is
that's big
looking
money.
even better now that certain individuals are, but
Yeah, we could talk about
on
that
that.
in the review. And then the other thing we need to talk about before this review is that bomb alert, first trade of the season has happened, boys. If you haven't already seen it, go take a look. You
This
can
has got to
vote
be one
to
of the
uphold
earlier
or veto.
trades
Yeah, I think, well,
we've
I
had.
think Dolan and I traded in week two last year, like
Yeah, you
after
did.
week one,
Yeah,
like
you did.
for week two. So Dolan involved early again, which he needs to because
he's less desperate this year or last year.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, so first trade's gone through between Alex and Dolan. Alex finally shedding a running back, this time in the form of Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon, Dak Prescott, and Jerry Jeudy going from Najee Germany to Hurts Donut in exchange for Jalen Hurts and Garrett Wilson. Guy, give me your thoughts on this.
I think pretty even. Obviously, Dolan needs a running back now that Pacheco will miss. I think they said at least six weeks. Which
yeah, 6 to 8 probably.
You don't love to see that if you're Dolan. So, he needed to do this. And Alex needed a receiver. So, I think it helps. It helps both teams. This is pretty even. Yeah. I don't know what to think about Garrett Wilson, guy.
I'm kind of scared. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I'm scared too.
I'm kind of scared just because I've watched the Jets play a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Aaron Rodgers looks like a glorified Sam Darnold, basically, from last year.
I completely agree. And so, I think...
I mean, he is the only option besides Breece Hall in the passing game there, though.
Yeah.
So you feel like it'll get better.
You hope, and that's what I mean. Alex is taking not a big risk, but
he's taking a risk.
Got depth at running back.
He's taking a risk because Joe Mixon, has been very good. He did very get good. Hurt in the game on Sunday night.
Came back
his ankle. He came back. MRIs looked good. They said it's not going to be a long term thing, but I don't know. We'll see.
He could miss this week, and then Dolan's kind of.
Yeah, I mean Dolan's taking a risk getting that. Making that trade too, but it's not like Garrett Wilson was really helping.
They play each other this week.
Oh, that's spicy. That is spicy.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically a Dak and Joe for Jalen and Garrett Wilson because, I mean, Jerry Jeudy's completely throwing like pretty irrelevant, I think. I mean, maybe he can be something. I don't think he will be, but maybe.
I mean, he's gotten 10 points and 9.8 points.
Yeah, he is getting targets. So, yeah. I mean, yeah.
If Dolan needs a little help at receiver, because he's got DeMarcus Robinson, because his receivers are. Yeah, I actually don't mind that throw in for him. It just helps sweeten up the pot a little bit to get it done.
Do you think this is a wash, or do you think someone won?
Yeah, you know, I think it's a wash. As long as Mixon is healthy, I think it's a wash. I think Dak will get better. I think Jalen Hurts is probably at his ceiling, and I think Garrett Wilson could. Really realistically only get better. Yep. So I think it helps both parties. And yeah, I think it's a pretty good trade. It's a pretty good trade. I mean,
I think I give the slight win to Dolan. Slight win. Very, very slight. Win. Yeah, yeah. I think I don't know. I think Dak Prescott honestly is gonna be better than Jalen Hurts.
So I think it's gonna happen like last year.
I'm just not a Jalen Hurts fan. Yeah, I don't think he's gonna get the. I know he got one last night. I don't think he's gonna get as many tush pushes.
Yeah, he probably won't. He probably won't.
As he did last year. And I think Dak. I think Dak's gonna be better. Garrett Wilson. I don't know. I don't know. I am concerned with Garrett, and I think Joe is going to be potentially a top five running back. So I do think Dolan won this a little bit.
All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
We will.
All right, boys. Let's get into these matchup reviews. First, I'm just going to start off with the standings. Give y'all a league update. So I am in first, tied with Donald at 2-0. Last undefeated teams remaining. And then we got a lot of guys tied at 1-1. Blaze, I'm going to read it in order for the tiebreaker, which is points four. So Blaze really is in the next and third. Zach, Eric, Alex, Matt, Jared, all 1-1. That's the order of the points. Leaves Jared in eighth place. And then in 9th and 10th, tied at 0-2, are Pappas and Dolan. Dolan sitting at the bottom in the cellar on points scored, which is 15 less than the next lowest, which is Jared, who also has just had shambolic performances. So
that's a big difference for being 2 weeks in.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not great. That's why he made a trade. So we'll see what happens for him. See what happens for him. All right, let's get into these matchups, and let's just start with the big one, which was Eric and Jared. The one everybody was looking forward to.
We say this every year, but this is like prime Patriots, Tom Brady Patriots versus Patrick Mahomes Chiefs. Like, just nobody won. Nobody wins because everybody wants these two teams to lose every week.
Patriots Chiefs are like, you mean like Brady Manning, like Patriots Colts.
I'm just saying like a Brady, if the Brady Chiefs or the Brady Patriots versus the Mahomes Chiefs, like those level of hatred of teams.
Okay.
Yeah. Nobody likes those teams.
Yeah.
Everybody wants them to lose.
It's basically like, yeah. I understand. Okay.
Yeah.
As we all know, Jared won this matchup 98.44 to 98.08.
Yes.
0.36 point difference, courtesy of you like that? Kirk Cousins, game-winning drive with a touchdown to Drake London in the end zone, which gave Jared just enough points. It was just a long enough touchdown pass, a catch, and a score for Jared to win this game. It was literally poetry, literally chef's kiss. I can't, like, just an immaculate ending, And I don't have anything else to say but that. I just love the theater of it all. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, first, let's give the world's smallest, tiniest violin to Eric. I mean, he had a really good start. He had a huge lead with three touchdowns from James Cook on Thursday.
You know what would have really made the difference for him, Guy? Is if he had a better quarterback.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Then he wouldn't be 1-1. He'd be 2-0.
Jared Goff could still be good.
Jared Goff's gonna outperform all these guys, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All these guys, but couldn't do it to help Eric win a game.
No, if only Eric would have listened to us, guy.
Yeah.
If only
he would have just started Baker in the same game. But no, nope. I think he'll learn his lesson here soon, though. Start Baker this week. We'll see, but yeah, besides that, Eric went down with some injuries. A.J. Brown, who they announced was out of the Monday night game on Sunday, which was helpful. But then last night, A.J. Brown saying he expects to be out for multiple weeks.
I don't love to hear that.
You don't love that.
Probably out next week. Hopefully back the next week. I have best case scenario for Eric.
2 weeks, yeah. And then you had Cooper Kupp go down in the game against the Cardinals on Sunday. And he tried to play through it. Couldn't. Left the game. Left the stadium in a walking boot. Hmm. And Sean McVay says that he is going to miss a significant amount of time, potentially landing himself on the IR.
Brutal for Eric.
Yeah.
Brutal. He's going to have to. But good thing he's got Christian Watson, guy.
Christian Watson, great player.
Mm-hmm.
Great receiver.
He's number one on Packers.
Yeah, he is indeed, especially with that 0.0 goose egg from last week, huh? So Eric, you're gonna need to rely on your big hitters for the next couple
weeks. It's a good thing he does have some pretty good receiver depth.
Yeah, Chris Godwin has looked fantastic this year. He's back playing in a good role. He's healthy. Bucks look pretty good. James Cook looks good. Could have scored way more if the Dolphins were not garbage and couldn't score points. And Jameson Williams, another pretty solid stat line. Sam Laporta, really, really weird start to his season.
Yeah. Red flags. Red flag yet? Alarm bells?
Not yet. Yeah. But soon.
Yeah, it is soon. I mean, three targets. That's Yeah, that's a little bit concerning.
And then Stephon Diggs doing exactly like we said. He's going to need touchdowns to rely on points. So,
yeah, I honestly think this is what you should expect from him on a weekly basis.
Yeah. And then on Jared's side of the ball, we got Patty Mahomes not looking great. And Travis Kelce not looking great.
That's alarm bells for sure.
I mean, we talked about it last week, and it's happened again. So
I saw something on Twitter said referred to Kelce as doing side quests instead of playing football, which is pretty true. It's pretty accurate.
That is pretty true. I just don't understand why he's not getting involved, to be quite honest with you.
I think they were really just been relying. I mean, maybe he does now that Pacheco's out. I think they were really, I mean, Pacheco was a big part of the offense, and then the passing game's basically just been Rashee Rice.
Yeah, I saw Mahomes's throw chart, and he only had like 7 passes beyond the line of scrimmage on Sunday out of 25 or however many he threw. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they're just not even letting him throw the ball down the field, really. And when they did, I mean, Rashee Rice scored. So, I don't know. It's very, very weird offense out there. I don't know. I just don't like it. I don't like it. And another player I don't like is Travis Etienne, who again gets bailed out by super inefficiency and a touchdown, just like he did at the start of last year.
Yeah, and he seems to always find the end zone. He just stumbles into the end zone.
And then you got Jerome Ford, who we talked about, Deonta Foreman earlier.
That's
64 yards, and that is it.
Very, very concerning. 7 carries. Yeah, that's concerning. I mean, if that's going to be a split backfield, I don't think you can really play him.
However, Brian Robinson looked really good. He's a tank. He's getting the rushing. Yep. Devin Singletary had a touchdown. So he's got depth. And then Devontae Adams had a great game against the Ravens. Drake London finally scored. Calvin Ridley, crazy stat line. And then Bijan. Bijan looked so good last night. He just can't find the end zone.
No, that was his issue last year, though.
Yeah, they can't. They had the ball in the red zone so much last night and couldn't punch it in. It's kind of crazy. Because they were running all, honestly, both teams were running all over each other last night, the Eagles and the Falcons, but they couldn't get into the end zone. It was really interesting. And then Tyler Allgeier also looked really good, honestly, when he was in running as well. So
I think the Eagles' defense just not very good.
No, I don't think so either. So, all right,
I will say one last thing.
Sure, go ahead.
Jared didn't get pressured into changing his name, and I'm kind of disappointed because still, this name, gross. Yeah,
Jared, you got to fix this.
Gross name.
If anything, just to try to unjinx yourself because...
Seriously. How long did it take you to think of that, Jared? A whole 2 seconds?
Like a child, a third grader could have come up with that.
I see. Yeah. I expect so much more from Jared, but... disappointed us.
All right, guy, you took on Donald this week in a matchup of the undefeateds, and Donald prevailed 98-91.8.
Mm-hmm.
Devonta Smith put up 17, Dallas Goedert 5. Couldn't put you over the edge last night to beat Donald. And we talked about it earlier, Josh Jacobs fumbled literally at the 1 yard line, and if he didn't do that, you would have saved -2 points, and you would have gotten 6, and you would have won.
I would have won.
But I wouldn't be too concerned. I mean, your roster's pretty decent, pretty solid. I don't know if you have the absolute ceiling that some other guys provide, but the floors of your players are pretty dang high.
Obviously Josh Allen with that 9. That was such a weird game. Like they
just didn't have to do anything.
They ran the ball out in the second half, especially after Tua got hurt. I mean, Skylar Thompson's really bad. And I would be concerned for Miami receivers going forward.
Yeah, Donald with Tyreek Hill on the opposite side of the ball.
Yeah. He only got five, so we both kind of got off to bad starts. No, I told you this Thursday. Shakir looks like he's Josh Allen's favorite target, which I like a lot. I think I like the upside of Shakir going forward.
I just don't know if he's. I don't know. I don't. I understand that. I think he's probably like the most reliable pass catcher besides Dalton Kincaid there.
Yeah.
But I just don't think he has a high ceiling.
He does definitely doesn't have a high ceiling, but I think he's
a solid flex play.
Very playable second flex, like someone you can rely on to not like goose you.
Yeah, that's fair.
Especially in like a higher scored game, I think. I mean, when they were actually passing the ball, he was targeting Shakir a lot. And then Jaden Reed, without Jordan Love, so I'm hoping he comes back soon. So that he can have some, passing opportunities because Malik Willis is bad.
Yes.
But I like the rest of my team. I think, yeah, I don't think I have the like highest ceiling team, but I think I have, I might have the highest floor team.
Yeah, that's possible. One of them up there.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Donald's side of the ball, Jayden Daniels didn't have the best game, against the Giants. His two running backs found the end zone again, which is really beneficial for him. But Tyreek Hill had a really stinky game. Deebo Samuel had a really nice game. Didn't find the end zone, but had 110 yards receiving. But he is going to be out multiple weeks as well now. One of the new injuries again this week. So, luckily, Donald does have some depth to play. Zay Flowers has looked really good. He got a touchdown.
He looks really good.
Yeah, we were talking about how he's a target machine, but might not get the yardage. But they actually threw the ball downfield to him a little bit this past week, and he scored a touchdown as well. So really nice week for him. Brock Bowers has looked really good as like one of the best passing options for the Raiders.
He might be tight end. He might be tight end one this year. He just gets so many targets.
I think he has the potential. I think he has the potential to skill wise, but I don't think the offense is going to be this good for the whole year.
Maybe
is the thing. But definitely like a solid keeper potentially for Donald for next year.
Mm-hmm.
Tank Dell, man. I was excited about Tank Dell to start the year, but he just hasn't done anything. He had one catch for -3 yards against the Bears.
He's not getting used like he was last year.
Yeah, Diggs has taken up more of his time.
Yeah.
And they've been running the ball pretty successfully with Mixon. So, yeah, I don't know. But Donald, Don, I love you, but I cannot believe you benched Marv, man. I just can't believe it.
I don't blame him because look at his receivers. Like he had some good options.
I guess, but I mean, Tank Dell didn't do anything last week.
You
got to play your second round pick.
You probably got to. Yeah, you definitely need to.
I mean, he's not going to make that mistake again, though.
No,
so
obviously not. Yeah.
And I mean, even Austin Eckler, like he's not. He doesn't run the ball much for them.
But
he catches. Yeah, he's playing. He's playing as a receiver. He's playing in the slot. You know, so solid little option there for him to play in the flex if you don't want to play Tank Dell. But dude, you are not playing DeAndre Swift. I can tell you that much because holy smell.
I think it's a Bears issue, not a DeAndre Swift issue.
I think it's a DeAndre Swift
issue. I mean, maybe a little bit, but God, when he got the ball, there was like three dudes in the backfield.
Yeah, that did happen quite a bit, but
yeah, I think they're literally just stacking the box. They're playing one high safeties because they're not afraid of Caleb Williams beating them.
I also just don't think DeAndre Swift is a great football player. I think he's got great tangible skills, athleticism, but I think he just doesn't have it.
They also rotate there.
Khalil Herbert got a touchdown.
I don't think he's playable.
Yeah.
I don't think he's playable at all unless you're just so desperate.
All right, let's move on here. We're spending a lot of time on these.
Yeah.
We got Matt the Albino Polar Bears defeating Hertz Donut and Dolan's team, 97.6 to 82.6. This was the biggest spread of points this week. Dolan lost Pacheco after getting 13.5 points, but he's lost
monumental for a loss. I can't express to you how big of a loss that is.
This is brutal for him.
Brutal. And we said it, guy. We said it last week in our draft recap. He better pray he doesn't lose a running back. And God, a week later,
yeah,
he did for a long time. So, it wasn't just like a 1 week thing.
But he's got Mixon. He's got Mixon coming over now.
Yeah, he does.
So,
but like. God, his receivers look bad now.
Yeah, he's got Brandon Ayuk, who just has not done it yet.
No,
maybe Debo participate in training camp and you'd be better, Brandon.
Yeah.
And Jamar on the other side here for Matt as well. Michael Pittman.
He looks bad. Yeah. I mean, he just looked bad. AR, Michael Pittman's not a deep threat. He's a possession receiver. He's a middle of the field receiver.
Yeah, I mean, well, he got seven targets.
Yeah, but that's
he's AR's one of the target weakness. Leaders.
That's what, yeah, but that's AR's weakness.
Yeah.
Middle of the field routes, like those medium routes.
Yep.
He misses so many, like so. I mean, I do not like Michael Pittman going forward at all.
Yeah.
Not even a little bit.
Yeah. And then, I mean, it's just the rest of the bench is nothing either. Even DeMarcus Robinson after Cup went out only had two catches. It's just. Mm-hmm. But he shipped off Garrett Wilson. He's got Jerry Jeudy in. He's got Joe Mixon in.
We'll see what shipped off Jalen Hurts.
Shipped off Jalen Hurts. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I don't know. All right, I'm thinking about this trade again, actually, here. I would have shipped off Jalen Hurts to somebody for a quarterback, a lesser quarterback, and a receiver, a better receiver.
Not packaged it. Yeah,
and then I would have sent Garrett Wilson straight up for a running back to somebody. Back,
yeah. That's a good call out. That's probably what he should have done. But were people in the market for Jalen Hurts? I don't know.
Yeah, or Garrett Wilson? Don't know.
Maybe. So. I bet Alex would have done it. He needs receivers. I bet Alex, you think Alex would have done Garrett Wilson for Joe Mixon straight up? I think he probably would have.
I don't know. I don't know if I would do that, to be honest.
No, but it's Alex. He's not a very good fantasy player.
This is known. There's proof. So I don't know.
You gotta attack the weak fantasy players.
You also gotta attack the weak players in general, like Mark Andrews. Just still not great. But I mean tight end, I mean 7 points. Tight ends haven't that's pretty good for decent tight for tight ends, yeah. So
yeah.
I don't know. And then on Matt's side of the ball, Kyler Murray was literally basically perfect. You can't ask for anything more than that. Kyren Williams was putrid, but he found the end zone.
Yeah, he kind of.
I'm worried about it.
With these two receivers out, I don't think that offense is going to be very good.
It is not. I'm worried. And Matt doesn't have another running back.
Another running back. Mm-mm.
So.
He also now has Jalen Waddle on Skylar Thompson.
Yeah, he does. Oh, you're right. Oh, it's scary, Matt. You better hope these receivers really carry you. DK, Evans, Jamar, and Kyler, honestly.
Brian Thomas,
yeah, probably got to be starting him. I don't know, Braylon, Braylon Allen's not going to do this every week, but.
No.
I don't know. Do you just take a chance and start him over Javonte? I don't even know. That might be stupid. That might be stupid.
It's probably stupid.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Chase Brown looked to be a little bit more involved for the Bengals, so.
He only played 18% of snaps.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, it was actually less than he played
week one. He looks good, though, when he's out there. Does he not look good?
No, he does. Yeah, he does. I don't know what Zach Taylor. I mean, Jermaine Burton looked good when he got in for one play and caught a deep ball. So, it's just the coaching staff in Cincinnati. They're just weird. Actually, really funny. Well, actually, not very funny, but sort of funny. Zach Taylor's car got stolen today by a bunch of kids and driven around town.
I did not see that.
Yeah.
What kind of car is it?
A Jeep, like Grand Wagoneer. Fucking huge ass Jeep SUV.
That's a dad car. That's actually pretty funny. Yeah, that's really funny. Yeah. I don't know. I Matt got the win. I'm concerned. I am concerned for Matt's team. I don't like it. I honestly think Matt needs to make a trade.
I think so too. Send a receiver out somewhere.
Yeah.
Hit me up, Matt. The Bone Zone is calling.
I mean, if I had a running back to trade, I'll give you CMC maybe.
That would be crazy. That would be crazy. All right, last matchup. Me taking on Pap. 103.36 to 102.6. Man, I thought I was done and dusted last night. For as much as Eric probably thought he had the game wrapped up. Yeah, I should have been. But
you should have been. You're lucky.
I'm so lucky.
We talk about you're the luckiest player. Past 2 years, holy God, you've been lucky.
Skill, baby, skill.
No, it's not skill.
Just draft a good team. Draft a good team. I would have beaten everybody except for Blazing Alex this week.
Wow. So, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I don't know. Your quarterback's just going to be hit or miss every week, I think, guy.
Yeah, I'm fine with that, though. Got me more points than Jared Goff did, so.
Yeah. Your receivers, oh, God. Wow.
Yeah, nothing got better there. Nothing got better.
Again, I don't know. Deshaun played better this week, and Amari Cooper still.
I still got faith in him. He got eight targets again. Why? Because he got eight targets again.
I don't care. That offense is going to be bad.
Nah, I still got faith that Amari's going to turn it around.
Xavier Worthy is a flex at best.
Yeah.
Because he's again, going to be hit or miss. He's not going to get the target share to get you 10-plus a week. He's just going to have to rely on a long touchdown, probably. DJ Moore, okay. I mean, he's getting the targets, but, God, Caleb Williams is really bad. Yeah. I mean, you're going to have to pray he gets a little bit better. Yeah. Not a lot better because he's bad. We didn't talk about that enough, I don't think.
About Caleb Williams?
Caleb Williams looks really bad. Yeah. He tries to do way too many hits, way too many sacks. Too much. So much. And he'll just run around. Way too many
chucking the ball down the field to get picked off.
Like, dude, you're not faster than Will Anderson. Sorry. This isn't Washington State. You're not playing Washington State anymore.
Yeah, it's not great. It's not great. He's gonna have to
get a lot better.
Yeah.
For DJ Moore to be even a top 20 receiver.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you don't have anyone on the bench either.
No, but Andy Dalton's throwing to Deontay now.
I don't care.
I do. No. I do. I care.
Is he going to get you 6 points now?
Dude, that would be better than three. It would be better than three.
Well, hopefully you get Kenneth Walker coming back this week. Even though Zach Charbonnet.
Charbs is fine. Charbs is huge in the receiving game for them.
Yeah.
So, I'm fine with
it. It's a good handcuff to have. So hopefully be back. But, yeah, I'll be looking to get a receiver for you, guy.
Yeah, and I keep forgetting I got Jonathan Brooks coming back eventually as well.
Again, excited. He plays on the most garbage team I might have. This might be the worst NFL team since that Detroit Lions team. Like, I'm
worse. Are they worse than last year's Panthers team?
Oh, yeah, they're worse. They might not win a game. Like, do you think they're going to win a game?
We'll see what Andy does.
Yeah, we'll see.
Oh, shoot, I got to plug my laptop in. Give me 1 second.
You can keep talking.
Yeah, I mean, how bad does Carolina, or how bad does Bryce Young to be giving up on Bryce Young, who you traded up to get first round pick a year later, and you're benching him after 2 weeks? Yeah, I don't know if he's done in Carolina.
I don't think he's done. I don't think he's done.
It's just to send a message. I don't know. It's like
just to like get him out of the spotlight. Maybe. Let him just like practice and watch behind Andy Dalton for a little bit, which they should have done last year, to be honest. Can't believe they just threw him in with that shit ass. It's just a shit organization.
It is. Yeah, that owner. What's his name? David Tepper. David Tepper. That guy's insane.
I think he's the one who called for Bryce Young to be benched because they asked Canales about it today.
Yeah,
and he wouldn't say.
Dude, he makes all the calls. He's like the GM. Not the GM. He's just so stupid. He knows nothing about football, and he thinks he does.
Yeah,
it's like Mike Brown.
It's quite hilarious, to be honest.
He's worse than Mike Brown. I think Carolina wanted to take C.J. Stroud last year, and what's his David Tepper wanted Bryce Young. Yep. Completely stupid. Why would you want a 5'10", 180-pound quarterback? I know he's good, but
yeah, I don't know.
His game has not translated well to the NFL, not at all.
And then so Pappas's team, we got to give some shouts to Pappas here. Should have won this game, but Nico Collins is a stud.
He's very good.
James Conner, solid. CeeDee Lamb got in the end zone.
Really good.
Christian Kirk is probably a drop, if I'm being honest with you.
I wouldn't drop him yet, but you can't play him. I mean,
and then
I don't know who you put up there, but
JSN had huge bounce back, back week, which is exciting to see. And then I just don't know if he. He doesn't really have anything on the bench to
play.
You
got a problem. You got a problem at that second flex spot, but I mean, you got receivers. For sure got receivers.
Maybe he makes a trade.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, that's Aaron Jones. I don't think he's going to be very good.
No, he's not.
He's going to be a touchdown. He's going to have to score a touchdown basically to have a good week.
Yeah.
So, he's got some holes. Should have got the win. I mean, God, that's very unlucky.
Yeah.
You figure you can get 4 points out of Kyle Pitts. And you just can't, which is tough. But, I mean, you know, Kyle Pitts isn't very good, so.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. All right, those are the matchups. Let's quickly give out a winner of the week. It's got to be Jared.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Jared, winner of the week, and loser of the week subsequently.
Eric, starting Jared Goff.
Eric Egan loses AJ Brown and Cooper Kupp and got the L in heartbreaking fashion.
I can't the difference between 1-1 and 0-2 is huge.
Yeah, it's quite dramatic. Just the mental aspect of getting a win. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Getting a win on the board early in the season, just so you know you can do it, is huge.
Yeah.
Huge. So yeah, all right, AB Award winner of the week? Shannon Sharp?
Probably Shannon, yep.
Okay.
Has Good to stuff. Be Shannon.
Good stuff. Love it. All right, let's run through these Week 3 matchups coming up here real quick. Give our thoughts. We got Eric taking on myself in what's probably going to be a pretty close matchup. Who you got in this game?
See what the spread is here. It's even. I don't think everyone has all their players in yet, obviously. I don't know, man. I don't know what to think about Eric's team without Kupp and Brown. I mean, those are his two best players.
Yep.
I think if Kenneth Walker plays for you this week, guy, I think I'll take you.
Okay. And if not?
And if not, I'll probably still take you because Charbonnet is decent. And I think he's better than Dale Moore.
Alrighty. All right. We got Jared taking on Donald this week. Jared is favored by 6.5.
That's interesting.
Got full lineups in.
I mean, yeah. He's got some crazy projections that aren't going to happen. 12.1 out of Jerome Ford. Sorry, but that ain't happening.
10.2 out of Travis Kelce.
20 out of Patrick Mahomes. Why not happening? Honestly.
I think I'm still going to take Jared, though. I don't think
Donald currently has DeAndre Swift on. You can't do that. Please don't do that. For the love of God. I think
they're playing the Colts, though.
I know.
Colts just got run over by the Packers.
God, you were just talking about how bad DeAndre Swift is, and he's a potential drop candidate.
Yeah, I know. I did not say that. I said Christian Kirk.
Christian Kirk. Okay. You playing Eckler or Swift? I think I'm taking Eckler just for the receiver.
Yeah, I'm playing Eckler for sure.
Even Brent? No, maybe not against Baltimore. Yeah, I think I'd play Eckler.
I don't know. I might play Brandon Cooks against Baltimore.
Yeah, maybe. I think there's better options. I know he's projected 12.5 points. I don't think he's doing that. Yeah, I think I am taking Jared.
Yeah, I'm going to take Jared as well. All right, we got Blaze taking on Zach. Line is Zach by 2.5. And we got some questionable players on each side here.
We didn't talk about Evan Engram for me getting scratched
Yeah,
in
scratch during
pregame with a
pregame warm-ups.
hammy. God.
Yeah.
The hits keep coming. Yeah, I don't know if he's going to play this week. If he doesn't, then I'll probably, I don't know. I don't know if I'll play Goddard or pick up another tight end. T should be back. I mean, if he's not back, come
This
on.
is the
Like,
game he wanted to be back for against the Commanders.
yeah, why? He needs to be back. I think he's going to be back. If he's not, then maybe I'll
Drop.
throw.
Drop.
Drop him. Maybe. Yeah. I have some good matchups this week, not gonna lie. I
Zamir White
do have
against
some good
Carolina.
matchups.
This could be the week for Zamir.
So I got him up there. I think if you're playing Carolina and you have a skill position player against them, it's almost an automatic play.
Yeah, no matter who it is, even if it's Christian Kirk,
Yes.
you play him.
Yes. Correct. Yeah. Blaze has benched Rashad White, which I agree with. He's been pretty bad this year.
He got a groin. We didn't talk about that either. He got a groin injury in the game. He came back, but
Yeah.
he had
I don't
like,
think he's gonna miss it.
yeah. I just groin injuries are nagging. So we'll see what happens there. But he was awful. He was awful on Sunday. He was 10 rushes for 18 yards.
He's not good.
Only had
He's
one
not very
target,
good.
one catch for 5 yards,
He
which is what he
he's only
relies
good if he
on.
gets like five or six dump off from Baker. That's
Yeah,
the
which
only
is he
reason why he's
gets that
good.
every game, and
Usually,
then
yeah,
he
usually.
hit one.
Yeah. I think J.K. Dobbins has a bad week against Pittsburgh's D. I mean, really good defense.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, Blaze doesn't have the best of matchups this week. I mean, I think Chris Olave against Philly could be good. Saquon is always a threat. Lamar against Dallas could be danger zone for me. Because I don't think Dallas got a good D. Yeah, I'll go Blaze. I'll go Blaze here.
I'm gonna take you actually.
Little
And I'm
bounce, a
not
little
gonna
bounce back
say,
from
yeah,
Josh Allen.
not gonna
I'm gonna
really say
need,
anything else.
I need, I need, I need a
I
bounce back
don't
from
think
Josh
that
Allen.
T. Higgins or Evan Ingram are playing this week though, so you're gonna have to move
I'm more
somebody there.
confident that T will play Monday. Like, got an extra day. Come, like, dude, how you missing 4 weeks for a hammy? Come on, grow up.
All right, and we got Pappas taking on Matt this week. Line is Pap, or no, line is Matt by 2. Thoughts? I'm taking Pap.
Don't know. Yeah, these are pretty evenly matched teams, I think. I'm gonna predict a Dalton Kincaid
Oh, look at
touchdown.
that. Look at that. Matt's got Brian Thomas starting over Jalen Waddle.
I mean, I
He's
would.
also
Yeah,
got Brock Purdy starting over Kyler Murray.
I don't know about that. Yeah, I don't know about that play, Matt. Yeah, I like the Waddle bench. I think that's smart.
Yeah, we just talked about that.
Yeah. Javonte Williams is nowhere in hell. No. 11? No. God, no. He's not getting 11.
Kyron's not getting
And Kyren
17
at
either.
17. These are some big.
Yeah.
Christian Kirk at 8 is pretty high. I think I'm going to take Pappas.
Yeah, I'm gonna take Pap in this game as well. All right, then we got last game of the week, Dolan taking on Alex. Dolan trying to get out of the cellar. So is Pappas in that other matchup. So that could be huge for him.
We didn't talk about how we should cancel Alex for this team name. Gross. What the hell?
I think we did last week.
No, we didn't talk about it.
I named everyone's team name. I remember bringing it up, to
Yeah, I
be
don't
honest.
think we else.
Yeah,
No, I don't think we talked about
yeah,
it. Disgusting.
it needs to be ended. It needs to be ended.
Yeah.
But
But I'm picking Alex.
Alex is favored by 14 in this matchup.
Yeah, I do. It's a scary. I mean,
It's
he's.
funny
This
because
is gonna
they
change,
traded with
obviously,
each
dude.
other. Yeah.
This is gonna change. He's gonna swap Mixon up there for Gus Edwards, but Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who they're going to swap quarterbacks. I don't know who Dolan's going to play. I mean, I guess these two at
Jerry Jeudy.
He's going to play Jerry Jeudy. God.
Against the Giants? Yeah, I would do it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. It's a scary looking lineup, guy. It really is.
Yeah, it is.
And not the good kind of scary.
No.
I'm going to take Alex.
I'm taking Alex as well.
But this current line, I would take Dolan to cover.
I would not.
One thing we didn't talk about, let's talk about it real quick. Derrick Henry concern level.
I'm going to give it a 6 out of 10.
I agree. I think it's pretty concerning.
Really, really shit day. And somehow ended up with 84 yards. Don't know how, because he had like negative rushing yards for almost a whole half.
He got like a lot of late touches.
The Baltimore O-line is pretty bad.
It is not good.
It is pretty bad.
He's going to have to rely on goal line touchdowns. Yeah. Honestly, if I was Alex, I would have tried to give Dolan Derrick Henry. I don't know if he did. I would try to give Dolan Derrick Henry.
Yeah. Well,
instead of Joe Mixon.
It's too late.
I know it's too late, but like, interesting thought.
It is interesting. It is indeed. All right. Well, that is the show for this week. You want to know what we're sitting at?
Just over an hour, I'm going to guess.
Hour and 22 minutes.
Oh, God, I was way off.
Yeah. Yeah, we talked. Honestly, it went fast, though. I don't know.
I thought so, too.
We average like an hour and 20. We're always right around here. Always, always, always. All right,
makes the workday go faster, guy, for these people listening, for sure.
Exactly, yeah, you're welcome. It's for some more content, so can't complain. All right, you got anything else before we get out of here?
Nope, think I'm good.
All right, see y'all losers soon. Peace.
Peace.